Blog Talk Radio.
This is Mrs. Divitelli, here to congratulate these fachakta schmucks on their 1,000th episode of the Metal Injection. What? 100? What the fuck is that? That's nothing! God damn, you're lazy, one a week, for God's sakes! You could have been doing 5 a week, you'd be up to 10,000 by now! Get off your asses and do something! I'm not congratulating you for that, you fuck!
Wow. Thanks, Mrs. Divitelli.
She's fired up.
Wow. Way to just undersell everything that we've accomplished here at the Metal Injection Livecast.
Well, she had a nicotine fit at that moment. She's better now.
Once again, this is episode 101 of the Metal Injection Livecast.
Mm-hmm.
That was a little testimonial from Mrs. Divitelli congratulating us?
Allegedly, yeah.
It's hard to say either way.
We have some more of those coming up.
Yeah, we have a few more. And, of course, still to come in the show is the front thing of glad.
Also, our phones are working now. So
Odorous Durungus. And we can start taking calls. Because, you know, we felt like we want to yap for an hour. We're like, let's do an hour of just us. We're very self-centered here.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of course, we're very vain. In fact, we're all going to get breast implants.
Ha, 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 ha.
And once again, our number is 646-929-1357. Let us know what you think about the first hour of convo that we've had.
Not that we really care what they think, but
and
still it'd be nice to hear.
What you think about Noah's breast implants,
yes.
Because I do want to hear what the fans think of that.
You know something, Darren? Maybe by the end of this year, my name will be 3D.
I dig it.
I love it. I love it.
I think you're selling yourself short. You should be going for F's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think
3D.
I want to be able to wear your bra as a hat.
Okay.
Like an actually. Oh, thank you. Sorry.
But
it's probably going to be bigger than your head.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's
sorry, Darren.
Bigger than Rob's head?
It's fine.
I have a big head.
Not when he has an afro.
I wear size 8 hats.
Hats have sizes?
Yeah, well, fitted caps.
In, yeah.
Oh.
And size 8 is, like, I want to tell you guys, the rarest size.
It's like a dump truck.
Again, I can only order them online, and my selection is so limited. I barely found a decent cap. I wanted to get a Brooklyn Cyclones one, but they didn't have them. I was very upset.
You could get one size fits all ones.
No, they don't fit me.
Really?
They're actually one size fit most, not all. No, yeah, the ones with the thing on the back. I would have to wear it without it, like, connected, without it snapped.
What about those hats that old ladies wear with, like, the elastic in the band?
So. No, any of those, they pretty much do not.
They snap off your head.
Yeah, my head is too big. That's why I say it's one size fits most,
true.
But not the big shish.
So it was kind of appropriate that Shlomo just started a political argument in the chat, because I was going to talk about something that was, like, borderline political.
Yeah.
But not very seriously.
I don't think Noah's boobs is a political issue.
No, we'll talk about that again. But this is
might become so big that they'll turn into a political issue.
They're going to cross the border into an international waters.
They're going to become their own state.
Stop global warming.
She's going to accidentally torpedo the 70,000 tons of a fun cruise.
Of metal.
International crisis as a boat sinks.
An international
incident.
International incident.
My boobs will be the buoys that save everyone's
lives.
Baba buoy.
Yeah, I don't know what they're called.
I'm standing here at the
life preserver.
Yeah, life preserver.
Yeah. I don't know where they came from. These two giant torpedoes just came out of nowhere and sank the boat. We're all clinging to pieces and fragments of this boat for dear life. God, someone send a helicopter or something. We're all going to die. Noah.
It's Tincident 2010.
Luckily,
wait,
Noah.
2011.
Noah has her own life preservers, though, and once that happens.
We have round-the-clock
Tincident
coverage
I'll
here on CNN.
I'll float to safety. I'll be okay.
See, if that bitch from Titanic would have had implants, she would have
been fine.
He could have
Leah
would have
been
all right. Yeah, he could have jumped on her back.
That's such a puss move.
Yeah.
Her tits were pretty big, though.
He could have sat on her back regardless.
But they weren't fake. They were real.
How do you know?
I don't know.
There you go.
She hung out with Kate Winslet. Is that who it was?
Yes. Oh, don't act like you don't own Titanic.
I hated it. That was the worst movie ever.
You're saying you've actually seen it.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
No, Shlomo.
So anyway, Sid alerted to me.
Of course.
Sid alerted me to this thing of Rush Limbaugh. I don't even remember what exactly he was talking about, but somehow the president of China comes up.
Yeah, because I guess he's at the White House. He was speaking, and there wasn't a translator. So Rush let us know what it sounded like to listen to the president of China without a translator, and it went on quite a long time.
Sorry.
Never mind. We're not going to jip Fox. I wanted to jip it because, Hu Jintao, he was speaking, and they weren't translating. They normally, you know, some translator every couple of words, but Hu Jintao was just going, ching-tong, 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 ching-ba-ba-ba, ching-tong, 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 ching-tong.
This is what got Rosie O'Donnell kicked off the View.
Nobody was translating. But that's
that?
A close idea.
That's from his show.
Yeah, that's the sound when they're going into a break. So basically he had 30 seconds to kill before going into a break, and he decided that's why it's him talking in fake Chinese is so long, because he's got to like hit a certain amount of time doing it.
So be as racist as possible.
Yeah. Because he didn't obviously have anything intellectual to say.
Maybe
so
he thought he was off the air and he was just trying to order Chinese food.
That's even more racist.
Lunch.
That's funny.
But he didn't even see any actual items.
The producer sees that he has like 20 more seconds than he thought, so he's giving them the stretch signal. Like,
yeah.
Do more racism.
More
go. Come on. More. Oh, okay.
Let's hear it again. Let's hear it again.
Oops.
Like another sound to add into our arsenal.
Here we go.
Can't read my poker face. She's got me like nobody. Can't read my poker face. She's got me like nobody.
Poker face.
It just sounds like a really good kung fu movie.
What is he cleaning off the walls?
Give me some more Larry.
Skeet.
All right. Well, Rush has joined the pantheon of ridiculous. This is the stupidest show in history. Did I mention that?
And we still got plenty more show to go, because this is a 3-hour edition.
We just spent 4 minutes listening to gibberish. That's a record low for this.
It was just a rock block. A rock block of gibberish.
Larry King rock block.
I hope that we have a lot of new listeners today.
Yeah, so they can experience us playing old men and making sounds. What about Chicago?
Nobody was translating.
Chicago again.
Somebody asked him his favorite Oscar-winning musical, and he said, Chicago! Chicago!
Can someone in the chat please be Chibaba?
Actually, name that the file named Chibaba. Chibaba.
Chibaba.
You got to see my file names in my computer. They're all like mama, and I have all the mama sorted by the different types. So like it's like and mama and mama.
What about all your Shlomo clips?
Yeah, those all they start
mama.
With the breath, mama. It's an old Jew. The Shlomo ones just say Shlomo and the word.
Oh, okay.
But like I always.
But do you spell it like the way he says
it? No, I would have too much hard time finding it, you know. So I say what he's trying to say.
Oh.
Yeah, so I can find it easier.
Of course. So not LMF?
No. Oh, LMF. I do have it here. Look, I have it as LMF. See?
Oh, really?
But I don't. There it is.
Oh yes.
Shlomo is a terrific speller.
I just want to remind everyone that our phone lines are open.
Oh yeah.
And
oh, yes.
We do have a call screener, so don't be alarmed when Jenny picks up, and you better be nice to her.
Our number once again is 646-929-1357. We actually have Shlomo on the line.
Wait.
Your gut is out.
What? And whose gut is out?
Noah's wearing a belly shirt.
Yeah.
Oh. He's sitting pants in a belly shirt.
You're sitting there like you just had Thanksgiving dinner, and you're just like,
I just ate like two slices of pizza.
Well then.
Oh, wow. You got to undo the belt.
Yeah.
By the way, do not ask Jenny about her feet, please. She gets very irritated.
She said don't be annoying.
Okay. Unless you call her Miss, then it's okay. She just needs the proper respect.
Well, let's get Shlomo on the line. Let's see what Shlomo is up to. Shlomo, are you there?
By the way, Jenny.
Yeah, I am here.
Oh, hey.
Shlomo, are you going to call this when Odorous is here?
Yeah, I'll call. Of course. I'll call in. Yeah. I'll call in.
Shlomo.
You're eating corn?
I'll call in.
I just pictured Shlomo next to his ear.
Of course.
Cool.
What? Shlomo, are you a Rush Limbaugh fan?
No.
No, you don't follow Rush Limbaugh.
Is he racist
against Asian people?
No.
Jews? Is he racist against
Jews? No, he's some fat loser, like Michael Moore.
To our show.
He's a fat loser.
A lot of fat losers.
Fat loser. Fat loser, like Michael Moore.
What?
Both
he's
similar.
Not an Oscar. He's not a loser.
Wait,
he's a winner.
He's a fat loser. So I'm so damn Michael Moore.
You're a fat lizard.
Michael Moore whatever he won.
You're Jenny from
the Rush Limbaugh, whatever. It doesn't matter. They're all fat losers.
Fat Lizard is new working title.
But
fat losers.
Yeah, Sean made a good point. Aren't you conservative? You should agree with Rush Limbaugh.
Right.
Like you said, he's some fat loser.
But
he's
do you,
not
all right,
Jewish.
All right, but Shlomo, but do you have any quarrel with his ideology as opposed to just mocking him physically?
No. But he's a big windbag.
It's just the fact that he's fat. You're saying you don't like.
He's a fat windbag.
Well, I've seen a lot of Orthodox Jews. A lot of Orthodox Jews tend to be real tubbos, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, Don't you know anyone in your community that's a big fatso?
Yes, he is. I do.
Okay.
He had to say, I do.
It'd be funny if Shlomo works out like Lou Ferrigno, like an Arnold Schwarzenegger in his basement.
Well, what's your stance on OxyContin?
Huh?
What's your stance on OxyContin?
OxyContin,
Are you Googling it right now?
No, OxyContin is a... it's a drug. It's a drug which Western people use. OxyContin is a painkiller which Western people use.
If you knew what it was. Somehow, we're dumb enough to give you the credit that we assume you know what it is. We're asking you what you thought of it.
I never used it.
You never used OxyContin. Well, that's good.
How do you feel about Rush Limbaugh loving it? How do you feel about Rush Limbaugh loving it?
I thought he ended his addiction to it.
All right, thanks for calling in, Shlomo. That's all we needed from you.
Now, call back when orders.
Okay.
Yeah, call back when orders is on. Let's go to another long time. Let's get Pizza Destroyer on the line.
You look like Fred Durst.
Hello?
Hello.
What's up? This is Paul Lidney, drums and vocals.
What?
It's from an interview I saw a really long time ago. It's like the guys interviewing some.
They're sure to get it if you saw
yeah,
it.
We totally get the reference, clearly.
Yeah, like he's interviewing this band called Profanatica. It's from like 1992, and they all introduce themselves, and it's like, quite funny. I wanted to know if you heard the new Obscura song.
I was actually listening to it before we went on air. Yeah, it sounds great.
It's good.
Have you heard the new Crowless song, I Will One-Up You? That shit is amazing.
Yeah, I have. No.
Oh, you have it? Yeah, well, let's cue it up. Darren, go ahead.
Little Mix, doing a good job.
I don't remember this part.
Yeah, I'll get to the chorus. It's so
cold. That anal cunt.
Something is mine. It's good, I like it. Yes. Give it to me. All over my face.
Hello. Hooray for Hollywood.
Hooray for Crowley.
I like that music and I listen to it a lot.
There's no Crowley the like song? Show Crowley.
No.
The Clearing. It's a new track.
Clearing?
Clearing. Clear.
Are you sure?
What, are you Shlomo?
Are you sure?
Of course.
No, on the line.
Noah is not on the line. She is in the studio.
Yeah. You're on the line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Noah, have you heard the new Obscura song?
Well, Rob was playing it before the show, but I was too busy freaking out because our computer wasn't working.
And wearing see-through pants.
It's a really sick guitar solo, so I think you would enjoy
it
greatly.
How does it go?
I will be the judge of that.
How does the guitar solo go?
Can you sing it to
us? To the song enough to be able to hum part of it.
How about you go and you get your guitar and you play it for us?
No.
I'm
in my basement at the moment, actually.
Yeah, I know you have a guitar in the basement.
Just hum it for memory.
Thanks.
Nailed it. Jesus.
That was my that ordinance, my first fragment, but it didn't really work out.
Crash it.
This is the new Obscura.
It starts out very nice.
There's something else I wanted to ask, but I forgot.
You should write these things down.
Did you
want
to ask Darren if he heard the new Obscura?
No,
I didn't.
I'm going
to go one by one.
I'll answer for him. I haven't heard it.
This is an Obscura.
You only get one
Obscura.
Phone call today, Pizza Destroyer, so you better remember.
Oh, yeah. How do you feel about the fact that I'm also going to be on the 70,000-something of metal cruise?
You're not.
I don't believe you.
I am.
Me either.
Fax us your board.
Last month.
Who?
Your what?
My father purchased tickets last month because I got extremely good grades in first semester.
Extremely good
okay,
grades?
Which
Wait, hold
are
on,
you
hold on. How good are your grades?
Did he drive you to White Castle?
My lowest was like a B+.
What was your highest? A B+?
That's not extremely
a.
good.
Hey.
I'd say extremely good if they were all
for him.
Look who we're talking to.
More like a homework destroyer, huh?
So, wait, you're going with your dad?
Yeah.
You guys gonna hold hands?
What's your room number?
I don't know. I'll find out.
Do you know what floor you're on?
My father is the one with the tickets. But I'm probably most excited to see either Agent Steel or Unleashed.
Okay, so we'll probably I'll see you when Unleashed is on. Or you'll see me. Cause
are
I'm
you?
I'll
you,
find you and follow you to your room.
Yeah, are you gonna like totally follow us around Pizza Destroyer? Is it gonna be awkward between us?
Is there gonna be more than one person there?
Yes.
Injection.
Rush Limbaugh is going to be there.
More interesting to me than Rob's blog or Noah's blog or Frank's blog is going to be Pizza Destroyer's blog about stalking the three of them.
Yeah, can you put that on?
Eating shrimp.
Well, on the downside, though, he's not going to get around to doing it because he's going to be so high that he's going to forget.
Yeah, what are you going to do about the lack of weed?
I don't know. I'll just do some coke.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah, I'll sniff the Coke out of the can. I'll get high out of that.
If you whip it.
Is your dad single for Noah?
My dad is unmarried, but he has a girlfriend, actually.
Is it serious?
How do you feel about the girlfriend? Do you call her mom?
She's pretty cool. She's like 53, so I'm not really into her.
How old is she?
Mama.
53.
Have you ever walked in on her in the shower or anything, or on the toilet?
No, I've been to her house like twice.
Oh, so she doesn't live with you?
No.
Is she hot?
I guess she's kind of hot for like an old person. But
like Helen Mirren hot?
Like Susan Sarandon?
Yeah, yes, but I wouldn't tap that by any
Captain
means.
Helman, perhaps?
Wait, of the Hellman's royalties?
She wasn't even...
She's the boss. She was Mona.
She wasn't even hot when she wasn't old, really, I thought.
Yeah, I like the red hair and the big tits. She was good enough for me. She was better looking than Judith Light.
She had a horse face. Yeah, well, Judith Light looks like a man.
This is true.
Yeah.
Anyway.
How about Tony? Did you like Tony?
Who the fuck is Tony?
Fucking Judith Light.
I said, who the fuck is Tony?
Tony Danza.
Fuck Tony Danza.
Trying to do a Tony Danza impression, denying who Tony Danza is.
Tony Danza has never said the F word in his life.
Yeah, he's very clean
busted.
Clean cut gentleman.
Don't get the fuck Tony Danza.
Yeah, all right. Thanks a lot, Pizza Destroyer.
Accent Destroyer, what's
unfortunately,
up?
We have to say. Hold on.
I love more.
Get to it. It's like then it,
no, I wanted to see how long I could keep it. So one other thing I wanted to mention today, like some really great news that I posted on the site earlier, is that Nurgle announced that he... Nurgle, the frontman of Behemoth, has announced that he is out of the hospital now.
Is he cancer-free?
He is leukemia-free, and he is staying with his... Yes, that's right. Yeah, and as soon as he got out of the hospital, he said he was staying with his parents.
Wait, his parents or your parents?
No, his parents.
Like he ever moved out of his parents' house?
Yeah, he went. My parents are Norgel, come here. I have made you soup. I have made you some
they
borscht.
They would take care of him. They need
they would,
to eat.
They would. Why are you not eating? That's all. Oh, you're fat.
Come here, Norgel. Have kugel and noodles I made for you, Norgel.
But just the image of Norgel at home, like... In bed, like, Mom! Come up in window!
And your mother will be all nice to him, and then she'll take him and goes, Robert, he's Polak?
He's making clean the fucking kitchen.
Why is he sleeping? Why is he not cleaning?
What, do you think this is free ride? Come on, I don't care, you're Mr. Rockstar.
Chi-ba-ba-ba-ba in the chat writes,
Chi-ba-ba-ba.
Chi-ba-ba-ba, sorry. Nurgle, come, I buy you pens.
Chibababa.
Dr. T. Dr. T says, I can see him in teddy bear PJs.
And then he laughs his ass off.
He likes his own jokes.
Mom, bring me soup and feed me with spoon. I like this special spoon. It's not the same if you don't do it.
Nurgle. No. Someone asked if Nurgle's Russian. No, they're Polish, right?
They're Polish, yeah. Polish. But he does speak Russian pretty well.
Yeah, where we interviewed them.
Yeah.
As the Russian guys. And actually, we really didn't ask them any questions.
We really just insulted their culture and traditions.
Right.
To their faces.
They were funny, though. They were funny about it.
They had a good sense of humor. And I don't know if it was when I was with you, but Nurgle was telling me how, like, oh, we're going to tour Russia next month, and I love it. Russia has the best fucking bitches.
Yeah.
I guess now it doesn't really matter for him because he has a girlfriend.
Right.
Who's like a huge pop star in Poland.
Oh, really? Really? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Joda?
That's right,
something.
Yeah, Joda. She came to Warsaw when I lived over
there. Is it Dido?
No, Joda. Dota.
Taking me
not,
seriously,
yep,
Sean.
I was.
Come on.
I really? No.
This is her.
She's got some tits on her.
Yeah. She is serious. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy. Like they're like David Beckham and Victoria Beckham in Poland.
Oh. No, they're used to. She came for like a week straight to the Warsaw, obviously that Polish joint in Greenpoint,
mm-hmm.
And there's posters all over Greenpoint for her coming, and it was literally like just
pages.
Like pages ripped out of Penthouse, just like these pictures of this broad everywhere. Ooh, coming to a week to Warsaw.
I wonder what she sounds like. I've never listened to Joda. I've only looked at her.
Lustingly.
You don't listen to a girl like that. You just look at her.
That's wrong.
Dota, right here on the Metal Injection live cast.
Oh my God.
Hold on, let's just skip to the chorus. This is.
Why are you
No.
Yeah. No, I'm looking right at the.
No, this is Smell Your Dick.
I'm looking at the ID 4 tag. It says Dota, Smell Your Dick, featuring Risqué.
Wait, I have something for real.
Okay.
Sounds like a.
I like
so
the
far,
popping.
This sounds like the music that I listen to.
Wait,
like
let me find something else because that was too shitty of a.
That sounded like we didn't start the fire.
Cause it was always burning. The world was turning.
Did she do any tattoo covers? The fuck is this?
Oh, this is just the intro to the. This is not the video.
Oh, Ross Gnarly said that sounded like Bush Was Right by the Wright Brothers.
True. Yeah. Pop punk sound.
Here it comes. What, is there like an intro to this? Let's go.
Oh my God.
Skip to the middle. Just who cares?
Ugh.
We're not getting payola.
That
for
was
this.
Jewel. That was Jewel.
Jewel.
Oh, here we go.
Who will save your soul?
I wonder if they'll ever collaborate.
Jewel
make an
and
appearance in the Behemoth album.
Oh,
Jewel and Duda?
Nurgle and a Dota?
Chava Baba?
Fuck your God!
Yeah, get some.
Fuck!
Get some Behemoth and A and B it.
I wonder if when they're in the car they sing together.
Is this English? I can't even
call
Polish.
What he does isn't really singing.
Oh, yeah, the way that he sings.
He yells? Is yelling accurate for you, Sid?
Oh, Pokina, ba, ba, ba.
Did you turn
Pokemon?
Me off?
Pokemon?
Did you turn me off, Noah?
No.
There we go.
Noah doesn't turn anyone off.
Hey.
He complimented you.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
I like
this remix.
Mama,
finally.
I wonder if he wears that mask to bed at all. That big stone thing.
It's how we do role playing games with that.
Yeah, I like it.
We're up to our long distance dedication. This is a couple from Poland. Singing a duet for all those lovers out there. It's Nurgle and Dota.
And Larry King.
And Larry King. On America's Top 40 Countdown. And Rush Limbaugh.
It's like the We Are the World. We are the world.
We are the world.
We are
the world. We are the world. We are the world. We are the world. We are the world. We are the world. We are the world. We are
the world.
No, not Lordy. Gwar.
Gwar
are going to be here. Is going to be
sorry,
here.
Yeah, Odorous is on his way. When will he be here, though?
Mm-hmm. Wasn't Alex Skolnick talking? Supposed to be at the party that Odorous is at?
Possibly. I don't know. I wasn't at the party. I was here.
How's that relevant?
Because I heard from a little birdie that we could have had Alex Skolnick here, too.
Mm-hmm. Who's that?
Alex Skolnick? He's the guitarist of Testament?
Was.
No,
no he is.
I prefer
and he
Lewis
is
going to
be on the boat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you can see him there.
He's on a boat. I'm going
to
keep...
Are you attracted to him? Is that what you're alluding to?
No, I just appreciate him as a guitar player.
Oh.
Why don't you marry him?
No.
You need the tits first.
Yeah.
What?
You need the tits first, right?
Mm. I need the tits first? No.
Do it up.
I don't want to marry him.
Okay.
Is that an issue?
No.
Why? Is he not Jewish? Well, he's Italian.
He is Jewish, isn't he?
But he's Italian.
Skolnick? What kind of name is that? Sounds Jewy to me.
It's
maybe
Jordan
it's Greek.
Or something.
He's hiding some Hebrew.
Are you saying they came through Ellis Island and made it more Jewy than it was? His name
or
was
maybe it was more Jewish than Skolnick.
It was Skolnizia when he was in Italy, and then they...
they just knew that life would be better as Jews, or they thought...
There's live footage from Alex Skolnick's bar mitzvah. He's got a big beak, though. I think he might be.
That could mean he's Greek.
He's the chosen. Come on, let's stop.
I don't think he's Greek. Isn't he like Russian?
Skolnick is such a Jewish name. It's not even.
Yeah, so Russian.
You're a fucking Jewish name.
Well, whatever.
Ooh.
Darren is not really a Jewish
no.
name.
Darren, no.
Actually.
Not at all.
Darren.
There's no Hebrew name for Darren.
Actually, the way I got named was a funny story. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
I was born
no.
on New Year's,
oh,
so
okay.
I wasn't asking you. And my mother actually went into labor like right when the ball dropped. I was born at 5 in the morning. She had like 5
Whoa.
Hours of labor. And I lived in Manhattan at the time, so I wasn't due. So like her doctor was away for holidays, whatever. So she had to go to the hospital. I was due like 2 weeks later. So she is pregnant. She's waddling around. Her water broke, and you can't get a cab on New Year's Eve. It's impossible. Yeah.
And they rip you off.
And she's like right by Midtown. You know, it's impossible. So her friend is with her, and her friend threw herself in front of a fucking cab to stop the cab. I almost died. And like to thank her, she let her pick my name.
Aww.
And she picked Darren. I don't know why. I have no idea why, but she picked Darren.
Bobby
wow.
Darren.
That was my story.
That's cute.
Anyway, more chiba baba. Right now.
Well, I just checked my Facebook.
Yes.
And our news correspondent
oh.
sent a new update.
Oh, good. Awesome.
Awesome.
Should we listen to
what's this guy's name again?
Joshua.
That's
the
right.
Ripper.
I feel like
the Ripper.
If this one is good, though, all right, we should. Next week, integrate this into the actual program format of our show.
Yeah,
sure. Well, why can't we just start that today?
Because yeah. we're just going to play it now, right? Oh, you want to wait till the break and drop it into the break like
well,
a real
well,
show?
Just
no, I consider this to be his audition still. And then, like, if it's really
he
good,
has to audition twice?
Well,
is that fair?
No, he's on a trial basis, that's all. But the first one was excellent, so.
He gets my vote if he name drops Scientific Proof Magazine again.
Oh, yeah. That
that's all
good,
it takes
that
for
was
you.
A good joke.
That's all.
He said he tried not to make out with the mic this time around, so we'll
okay.
see how that sounds.
Yeah, that was my
good,
only small. I hope he was offended by that because I was trying to be constructive about it.
Who cares
it,
if he was offended?
Yeah. It was good. No, he's a nice guy. I don't care about offending dicks.
Well, I'm
I don't
saying
like.
If he it takes it that personally, then maybe he should be offended.
Yeah, you're right. Fuck you! No, I'm just kidding. Now I'm going too far the other way.
Fuck the Joshua!
Bullshit! All right, you got
he's
it.
No
play
good
it.
Mother. Okay.
Is it loading or you got
no,
it?
No, I got it. All right. I love this music.
Good evening, junkies, and welcome to This Part Is Actually About Metal segment of the Metal Injection Livecast for January 19th, 2011. Got a bunch of stuff to get to, so we'll hop right into it. The Ska and Rockfest lineup has been confirmed for this year. Arguable highlights include Morbid Angel, Obituary, Death Angel, Municipal Waste, Tagalog, Atheist, and Swedish Metalers Kvartok. I don't know quite what type of metal they play, but they're pretty damn awesome. Also, Kansas will be playing Sweden Rockfest this year, in case anybody wanted to know. The Queens of Stone Age will be releasing their first self-titled album on March 7th on Domino Records. It was previously out of print. This new release will include three bonus tracks. Relapse Records has signed the band Red Bang, who you probably remember from their really freaking awesome music video about the people in beer can armor from about 2 years ago. Red Bang also working on a new album, should be out this year. In other signing news this week, Nuclear Blast has signed Retro Rockers Graveyard from Sweden. They have a new track streaming on Blabbermouth, and they should have a new album out by the end of the year. Unfortunately, Warbringer drummer Nick Ritter has left the band. On a high note, though, Mastodon has stated via Facebook that they are currently in the writing process for their next album.
And
so we come to the Megadeth moment for this week with the special Dave Mustaine is a Sellout report.
Yeah.
First off, Zoom will be releasing a Dave Mustaine-branded guitar effects pedal this year. Also, Dean has unveiled the 2011 line of Mustaine signature guitars. So, Noah, get your wallet ready. This has been the 2 Metal Minute update on the Metal Injection Livecast, streaming every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time and simulcast on 105.7 WINJ Jewish Talk Radio. Until next week, this is your host, The Ripper, signing out.
I was like, wait, where do we make simulcast?
A Jewish boy from New York City has recently been arrested for trying to mail a watermelon with food stamps. His defense attorney has claimed that they will plead insanity and that all his defendant wanted was a Pepsi.
Always step over his joke.
Well,
at
we
the
did.
End.
It sounded like it was over.
But Rob it's tonight, the Jewish
right
boy from New York Radio. Until next week, this is your host, The Ripper, signing out. In other news tonight, a Jewish boy from New York City has recently been arrested for trying to mail a watermelon with food stamps. His defense attorney has claimed that they will plead insanity and that all his defendant wanted was a Pepsi.
That was supposed to be Shlomo.
By the way, we have to do our bumper to come back to the show. We now return to Jewish Talk Radio. Jewish Talk Radio!
Ugh, another hour?
Oh, I heard a joke. Why are there no Jewish faith healers?
Why?
What? Your leg. My knee! You want me to fix it. But that, I think that guy's hired.
At least someone talks about metal. That will bring some
it's good. 2 minutes.
Content.
I was so,
2 minute metal news block.
I was excited to hear about Kansas. Playing. That was what I took.
Yeah,
you
got to work on some of the pronunciations, though, because it's Agaloc, not Agaloc.
Necrophagist.
And it's Scion, not Scion.
They said Scion.
It sounded like he said Scon.
Scon, Scion.
Maybe
he's
a ska band.
What
maybe,
accent?
No.
Is...
Maybe that's a ska band that does ska covers of Scion.
But Scion is
Scion
a,
is a car.
Huh?
Yeah.
It's a
car.
I don't know. Okay, I never heard of either one, so... Oh, here, listen, but it's funny because I just made a reference to Kansas in this show, and now there's a second spontaneous reference to Kansas on the same show.
What was the first reference? I don't
know. I said, there was somebody said something, and you were playing that that song, was it the Dota song or something? And it sounded like Dust in the Wind.
What if he recorded that right after you made your reference?
Wow, that's true. Maybe he did.
And would it kill you to reference Foghat more often?
I played Foghat on the show for you.
I'm just saying. More often.
See, you give it to him once, and now he wants it all the time.
We'll put Foghat into the music break. How about that?
Yeah, okay, good.
Rob just frowned at me. Nope, never happened.
Nope.
All right, never mind. Go ahead.
I wanted to say, this weekend, Sid had his engagement party.
Yes.
Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Excluding Darren was there.
Mm-hmm. Don't call me out like that.
That's true, though.
No, it's fine. It's fine. You didn't miss anything. But
wow.
Hey.
You missed Sid being like, oh, yeah, you can come in.
Yeah.
Fine. Yeah. Sure.
Let's put
you're going to smoke in here?
He's like, just don't bother me while I watch football. Please.
Let's watch SNL now and laugh at it.
No, he didn't want to watch SNL.
Yeah, are we going to pay attention to it?
Yeah, I didn't want to watch
like
it.
Like, we're so busy socializing.
But
anyway.
I like the deviled eggs.
Yeah, they were good. Only had one.
You cooked them?
Amy did.
Oh, I meant you as a
I like the
unit.
Oh, yeah. Chip dip.
As a couple, you cooked them together.
I didn't really contribute much.
Well, you were hosting, so you...
Sid just opened the door.
Yeah, exactly.
You provided the eggs and Rob's egg farts.
Yes.
There were no egg farts for me.
Did you sample the deviled eggs?
I did.
The egg farts came much later. Actually, just as I got home, I'm like...
While you were in the cab with Amy's friends, right?
Well, yes. Yes, actually. I was like, I am so glad I took a cab, because if I was on a shuttle bus to a train to...
Don't even remind me.
But anyway, so what... Yeah.
I was going to say, excluding Darren because of such, now everyone has met my girlfriend. Do I get the live cast seal of approval or no?
I thought she was cool. Hmm? Foxy.
Mm.
You doing well?
Thank you, my friend.
She didn't really say much, but I mean, I'm sure it was overwhelming.
With our group of people, how are you going to get that word in?
That's true.
With all that football on the TV, how could you really talk?
Yeah, Meat Hole's Destroyer wants to know if you're a Jets fan, which I don't know. Are you?
I'm more of a Giants fan, but I don't begrudge the Jets. It's not like
baseball.
I support both teams.
How about them Bears?
I would rather the Bears win that game. I root for the Jets because of my mother. Like, she's an insane fan, you know. But.
And typically Met fans are Jet fans, but I
don't agree with
my
that
loyalties
at all.
Were
my
set in the mid-'80s. My loyalties were set not – my parents didn't hand anything down to me. It was just who was good in the mid-'80s when I was in elementary school.
So when you
the
were
Mets
a front runner.
Giants.
I think Yankees fans are more Jets fans.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not what I noticed, but yeah, either way.
I don't think it matters.
It doesn't matter.
We didn't
it's
ask
not that up. Serious.
Shut up!
Rob doesn't even
sports
know football.
Discussion, yeah.
Anyway. What the hell are you talking about? You were asking me about the rules while we were watching it.
Who are you
gonna
talk? I was not asking
She's
you.
A girl.
You. I was asking Sid.
Noah, if you want... The
when we were
thing,
in the bar.
You should always punt on first down. That's usually the what they do. They punt on first down.
Are you
that's,
lying
that's
to me?
That's what you should yell at.
And if you're behind the 50-yard line, a field goal is 7 points.
It's true.
Yeah. And if you hit
a home run,
it's 10 points.
What home run?
Well, there's a home run
in football.
No, but there's a home run in baseball, but there's also a home run in football.
And you got to watch out for icing
now,
as well.
You're just lying to me.
No, I'm not. There's different, like a center in basketball.
You just want me to sound like
football.
A fool.
All right, fine. Fine.
No,
right.
I mean, if you get too many penalties, you're going to have a corner kick, too. It's
I don't understand what
game.
You're saying. Can you open your mouth when you
no.
talk?
No. No, I got a marble mush mouth. I can't do anything.
He's got a third ball in his mouth.
It's true.
Oh, that's what it
ball.
Is.
Third one tonight.
Chiba.
I was Sean dropping a single right there.
Sean, were you giving the blowjob signal? Are you like, I want to blow somebody?
Oh.
We need to get to the music break because Sean wants to give somebody a blowjob. Somebody going to get blowjobs.
Yeah, baby.
More true than funny.
But before we get to the music break, our second music break, shall we play another testimonial from one of our...
Are we ready to take a music break?
We're
we
so ready.
I feel like we just took one.
Yeah, an hour ago.
Yeah,
it was a while ago.
Yeah.
Well,
we started at the
started
top of the hour.
It started
true.
An hour
we have
ago.
Another hour to go. Jeez.
We did 45 minutes of talk.
All talk, no filler.
Except the music and the news break. And 20 minutes of Chibalala. The only place on the internet for Chibababa. Except Rush Limbaugh's website. And Larry King. W-I-N-J. Jewish Talk Radio.
Oy, bleh. All right, so we're going to take a music break, and Odorous is on his way right now. Hopefully he'll get here during the music break, and then we'll come back with him on the air. If not then shortly after. But right now, here's another testimonial from a fan favorite of the live cast.
This is Sean's asshole, and I just want to thank Sean for taking time out of his busy schedule to get me checked out to make sure that I was all healthy. And congratulations, Metal Injection Livecast. I really bent over backwards to give you guys some good material this year, and I really enjoyed having my face sit on for the past 52 episodes. And if the singer of Magruder Grind is listening right now, our appointment is still up for next Thursday. Thank you.
Oh, hello. My name is Thor Shredstein. How is everybody doing out there in live podcast land? I can't hear you. It doesn't matter what you say. Just keep to yourself for a minute. Thor Shredstein is talking. What am I supposed to do here? They did what? 100 episodes? So what? Thor's had 100 episodes of Amnesia. Yeah, like when my record label was like, Thor, where is your album? And Thor was like, what album? And they were like, you know, Yngwie Schmingway. And I'm like, what Yngwie Schmingway? Who's Yngwie? And they're like, Yngwie Shredstein, you know, the guitarist who you based your entire life on? And I was like, how dare you? Thor Shredstein is an original character originated in Ocean City, New Jersey. And I am a guitar god all unto himself. What was I talking about? I don't even remember. I guess that's 101 cases of amnesia. Goodbye, everybody.
This is Miles, the proud husband of the Blog Talk Radio lady. Right, well, I've heard you blokes making light of her accent and talking about her menstrual cycle. I believe I've had just about my fill of it. Any more shenanigans and there will be fisticuffs. Carry on then.
Thank you. Did I ever tell you about that time I went down on a heroin addict for two tickets to a Bon Jovi concert? It wasn't as bad as I expected. What? We're recording? Oh dear God. Now people will know that I like Bon Jovi. We now return to the Metal Injection live cast.
All right, we are back. We are here for hour number three. We are very excited. Sitting in the room with us is one Odorous Urungus.
Of course. Hi. Hello.
And also his personal butt boy, Dave Brocky, is here. Dave.
Hi.
Very downtrodden.
Dave, how you doing, man?
Where are we? I mean, like, in the scheme of things, people are listening out there, and they like music.
It's true, and they like Guar, obviously, because you're here.
Are they lighting up the phones?
The phones are blowing up. It's going to be intense. Yeah. By the way, if you want to talk to Odorous, our number is 646-929-1357.
I'm very sorry I was late. I was on a roller coaster ride.
Now, you were just in the city. There was a happy hour in your honor. How did that go?
Badly.
Badly in what way?
Violent.
Violent.
And women were abused. Women who had a stand to make about the way that women are treated, but they were punched.
Did you do the punching?
No, I was looking at it.
Okay. Oh.
They made video.
One thing I love about the room, see, one thing you can't really tell at home is it reeks of rubber in here.
Yeah.
Which is great. Have you been using a lot of rubbers tonight? Is that what's going on? Or does Guar go bareback?
Peter Steele is dead.
This is accurate.
Should have wrapped it up.
We'll never have the stink of his balls again.
Yeah.
The way it was when the groupie had the balls smushed into her face.
You could smell Peter Steele's balls from like 10 blocks away.
We actually inherited a tour bus from the band Type O Negative, and there was in the rear lounge a hefty bag full of used condoms.
Was it like a filled hefty bag, like all the way to the top?
Yes. Oh. It stunk of the gutter. Peter Steele's filthy cum stinks like a piss hole.
It's just Brooklyn.
You could have used those condoms to make a whole new Type O Negative.
Was that your initial reaction to
Jamie Josta?
All right, let's talk about Jamie Josta.
Oh.
How do you feel about Jamie?
He's a cum lord.
What exactly is a cum lord?
Fucks many women.
Oh, what's his technique? I mean, we have a lot of men listening that have problems with women.
Or young boys.
He likes to say he's from Boston. He brings on a revolutionary flair. He is like Sammy of the Old Ones.
I'm not really sure what's going on, but one thing I do know is Shlomo is on the line.
Oh, Jesus.
And we did say that Shlomo and Odorous need to talk. Shlomo is a fan of ours, by the way, of Hasidic. No, not Hasidic. He's Orthodox Jewish.
Orthodox Jew has Asperger's disease and is deaf in one ear.
And also a tea partier.
Welcome to the Bad Girls Club.
Shlomo,
I believe you're on the line.
Hello, Odorous.
We have so many callers.
Hold on, we need to reconnect to our phone lines.
All right, but
we'll get Shlomo on the air momentarily.
It's very disappointing.
I love how proper your English is.
Talk about Annie Lennox.
Wait,
she
sure.
Fucks herself with Lego.
Wow.
Whoa.
Lego. Legos are kind of small, though. You'd think she'd require some more penetration.
I'm like, hello, that pooper. Sharp. Pooper. I don't like Keisha.
I think it's Kesha.
Yeah, nobody does.
Keisha.
Well, he doesn't like Keisha.
She has the face of a man.
Uh-huh. Right. Would you do her?
She's a square ass.
I'd break her face off with my penis.
Sure.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah, see, I mean, that's what she's there for.
Three cheeks at a time. She's a whore. And she's part of Hollywood.
Oh.
She's a bitch.
Yeah. Insane how bitch.
Her lips are blue. Sunid. Forget it. Just ask something.
Okay, okay. Let's get Shlomo. I think we have Shlomo on the line. Okay.
Hello, hello.
Shlomo, are you there?
Hello, Odorous.
Yeah, hello, I'm here.
Hello, you have a tip in most of your listening songs about Antarctica, how you crest into Antarctica, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
And each other.
I'll agree with that.
So how far away...
How far away did he
crash from the Mountain of Madness, where the North City of Antarctica is? Cthulhu is.
The director of Pan's Labyrinth.
No, Cthulhu. Not Pan's Labyrinth. The city of the Mountain of Madness, where the Cthulhu shall rise.
Yes.
Yes, Cthulhu. Mountain of Madness. Mountain of Madness. Lovecraft.
It will be grained 8 at a time.
Lovecraft.
Idiot.
Lovecraft.
Yes. Chamno.
Lovecraft is genius.
Dublo. All
right. All right. Thank you so much,
Lomo. See ya.
She was missing for years.
Once again, we want to remind you, if you want to talk to Odorous, our number is 646-929.
Your children are dead.
Oh, Sean, your children are dead. 646-929-1357. Right now we have Heidi on the line from Connecticut, a lady. Very nice. Heidi, are you there?
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Heidi.
Hi, Odorous, and hi, everybody from Metal Injection. I'm a new listener. A friend of mine referred me to the show. And he wanted me to kind of ask Odorous a question, but I figured maybe I would talk to him about my life situation. I'm sort of a black metal basement dweller.
Okay.
I want to know what your advice for somebody like me would be.
Hold on a sec. What are you asking? I mean, what do you want me to do?
Should I get out of my cave, or should I still live like a modern-day vampire?
A modern-day Zin? What?
Vampire.
Vampire.
Don't you watch Twilight?
No.
No.
Too much thinking.
Don't care so much.
Oh, that hurts.
Wait a minute.
Heidi, how old are you?
I'm 17.
Okay. Okay.
Just so you know.
you just like take control of your own life and you know, be like Terry, hold on a second, be like Terry Gilliam, like directing De Niro, like in Shakespeare, in a movie that was never made.
I've never seen it.
Okay. A lot of people don't understand about the Spanish Inquisition.
Let's tell them.
But you're in high school, right?
No, I'm out of school. I'm a dropout.
You're not at, where are you right now?
I'm just living in my parents' house.
I've basically nothing
to do with my life besides sit at my computer screen.
What do you want?
I don't know. I just wanted to talk to somebody. I figured maybe you would be the perfect person to talk to.
Well, I think that's really cool. And I think we should play this out for the next 3 or 4 hours. Do you like that movie?
Can you be my therapist, Odorous?
Hold on a sec. Do you like that movie, The Big Lebowski?
I've never seen it.
You never seen it.
What?
It's wicked.
Watch it. That's your homework.
Yo, have you ever seen Fargo?
No.
Yo, it's wicked.
All right, next question. Let's get her out of here. Let's get out of here.
Nice one. Sorry. We wasted a lot of time on that one.
Odorous,
we only got like 20 fucking minutes.
No, we can go all night. We said 3 hours. No.
I'm ready to rock. I'll say one thing right now.
Say it.
You and me have a special bond.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
we've made some beautiful shit together.
We've made some classic videos.
I stole a toaster oven for you.
Oh, yeah. I was actually just watching that video recently, and you nailed it. You killed it. And you stole our van.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, that really was what I was, like, doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He told you it was just a skit, but he
right.
really stole a toaster
he did,
oven.
And he stole
you,
that wasn't your house.
And it's been like, okay, it's been like the same ever since then. Like, I've been like pretty much smoking crack and just doing whatever I can to make the money to smoke crack.
We can say it on the air.
Crack every day. Guar made $7,800,000 last year.
$7,800,000?
That's a lot.
That's quite a bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It was three times less than Lamb of God, but, like, not including Malaysia.
Oh, of course, because they don't hit that part. But
fuck them!
How much of that $7,800,000 did you spend on crack, though?
All of it.
Oh, all of it, of course, naturally.
Yeah.
So
I blame Russia.
Right. For crack?
He doesn't.
Because, like, Russian drugs are really good.
What? You've traveled all over the world. Who has the best drugs? Russia, you'd say, or someone else? Really think about it. We need to extract all of these grunts for future use.
Gorilla.
Now beat your chest.
This is.
Yeah.
Hey! Hey! Ah!
We just won the game.
All right.
Half man, half ape, half something or other.
Shapugani. Yeah.
I gotta tell you what happened at the
bar. The wheels.
Oh, yes. Get out. We have John
Wait
here.
A minute. We got a publicist is coming in here now because obviously things have got out of control.
You have handlers.
You do. Can you drive home, Odorous?
I don't think Odorous can walk right now.
Earlier tonight we were at Idle Hands down in the East Village here in New York, mm-hmm. and Odorous hosted the Bloody Happy Hour of Horror.
What was that about?
They're putting out vinyl releases of the last Lust in Space and Bloody Pit of Horror. So we had a little party. He came. They had bloody beer, bloody shots, all sorts of
it's
shit.
It's over already. Stop trying to sell it.
I'm not trying. Fuck you, man. This is what I fucking work with.
That's his job, to sell things.
My job to sell shit. But there he is, mingling with the people, and then all of a sudden he sits down, passes out. We're just like, all right, I guess he's fucking hammered. It's done. Wakes up. He started surfing the table off of the stairs there, like into the people. Both of his shoulder pads fell off. Came off.
Wait, like, they broke off.
Broke off. And the table that they
broke off.
the table they said that was indestructible died.
Wait, he is old as shit now. Aren't we sick of Tom?
Good evening. Tonight, on the world, molecules rise in filthy artillery majesty as the opium. And also people pooped.
And all sports.
Yeah, la, la, la. Oh, here comes Nancy Kerrigan. That's smashing with pipes. Oh, Shaquille O'Neal. Yes, here with Mr. Gibson. No one ever watched
right,
the
long,
movie.
Long story short.
Oh, yes.
It was good. He fucking broke the table, killed everybody there.
Yes.
And got loaded.
How was the ride over? How was the ride over to our studios?
Interesting.
Yes, anything of note?
Oh, for fuck's sake. Let's talk about some stuff. Because, right. Honestly, I'm here, and we're having a good time.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
My hair is everywhere.
All
right. And
it's all right. No, as a dog. Sure,
but I want to talk about metal. And,
yeah, let's talk about
it. Nobody ever knows anything really about what we're about.
Oh, so you're here now. You're over the grunting.
Mm-hmm.
we're joined by Dave.
I've hooked up like Apollo touch Soyuz.
Uh-oh, he's going.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah. Well, the one thing I would like to say is
yeah.
I'm very excited about the director of Pan's Labyrinth is directing a movie version of H.P. Lovecraft's At the Mountains of Madness.
Oh, wow.
Have you heard that? What?
Shlomo just talked about it on the phone.
Oh, that's what Shlomo was asking.
That's what he was trying to say.
Yeah. Right, true.
They can understand each other. He's the only guy.
They already actually were talking about that?
No, that's the kid that just called in. That he couldn't understand what the hell he was talking about.
I had no
that's
idea
what he was talking
about.
I think that's what
we assume he was saying.
Well,
that. We can't really.
We have more experience with his voice, so we can.
Can I tell you a story about H.P. Lovecraft?
Please
Fuck
tell
yes.
us a story.
H.P. Lovecraft did most of his writing from the Providence. From. Okay, we're not going to act like an idiot. We're actually going to say something. In Providence, Rhode Island. It's a beautiful. Is it in Rhode Island?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll start all over again. We were asked by the art school that lives there to come and do a thing about art for their students. You know, like somehow kind of equate what we'd done with GWAR with the fact that they were dredging $14,000 a year out of these kids.
right.
And like, H.P. Lovecraft died in Providence and his body laid in state in this funeral home that had turned into the art shop of the university. And when we were like delivering our speech about like, you know, art and stuff, we were doing it right where H.P. Lovecraft had laid because his body came down through the roof. Like, it was like, oh, I fucked that all up.
Totally. That was deep, man.
Anyway, H.P. Lovecraft and GWAR had sex together.
Long story short, that's that.
Well, anyone who understands ancient horror and, like, wants to, like, deal with things like the Necronomicon and H.P. Lovecraft and Robert E. Howard and Elric of Melnibone, Michael Moorcock, and all of the fucking great ancient fantasy tradition, you know, they're going to have to deal with the fact that it's coming out of Antarctica and Cthulhu is the master.
Oh. You guys have history with Cthulhu, right?
Shub-Niggurath. You know, everyone understands that, like, I mean, I don't know, that like the evil gods that we've created for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's talk about the evil gods.
Okay, sure.
So, Satan is the first one.
Right.
Obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, after that, then you have the Cthulhu mythos. You have Cthulhu, you have Beelzebub, you have Shub-Niggurath, you have... it's just a bunch of bullshit, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all fairy tales.
You're right.
Sorry.
Oh, way to...
On that note, our number is 646-929-1357.
I was going to say there's Sarah Palin.
Oh, yeah, sorry. You guys got into some shit because you kill Sarah Palin now because a video of that surfaced on YouTube. Must be exciting.
What was the shit that happened? Want to briefly say what happened?
There was just a video of you guys, you know.
I mean, they take
cutting off her limbs and stuff.
But they kill someone political every tour.
Right.
Like, what's the big deal?
Yeah, well...
She's a woman.
The with the 24-hour news cycle, they need something to talk about, right?
Ugh.
I thought it was pretty funny when she started using the blood libel term.
Oh yeah.
Oh God.
I mean, isn't blood libel an ancient medieval kind of thing that was like applied to the Jews who they supposedly used blood in they actually bit the foreskin off the penis and used that in their ritual, right?
Something to that effect.
Does the Christian
some of us
propaganda
still do that, though.
Well, Noah does that.
Yeah.
You find, you seek out Christian babies to bite their penises off. Right.
That was one of our earlier shows when she circumcised me.
Oh, I didn't know.
When you were a baby and you grew up so fast.
Well, it doesn't have to be babies. It's grown men in diapers.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
So, blood libel. Just to veer back on track of Jew propaganda.
No, screw the blood libel.
Okay.
So, but you've been on Fox News. That must be exciting, right?
No.
Why do you do it?
For the publicity.
That's fair enough.
They don't like me anymore.
Oh, why not? Because of Sarah Palin?
Because I stunk up the dressing room. It smells so bad. Every time odorous does anything.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no way it smells worse than Karl Rove, though. Come on. And they can let him keep coming back.
They hate me.
Aww. How can anyone hate you? Odorous is like the most cuddly alien I could ever think of.
True.
Such a cuddly face with a little pig nose. Little pig nose?
The way someone in our chat wants to hear you talk shit about Lordy.
Oh, I won't.
Oh.
Nice.
Well, I mean, Lordy is from Australia.
Right.
And like,
yeah, I think they're from like
Finland
or Norway.
It's like Waterworld out there, isn't it? It's like Kevin Costner, and they're all playing tennis.
Yeah, right? In the water.
They're from,
right?
I believe they're from Finland.
There is some excellent footage of the eyeball falling out of the head with Dennis Hopper or whatever his name was. He died recently.
Oh,
true.
That was wonderful stuff.
Him dying?
No, just, I mean, Waterworld. I thought it was sadly underrated.
I thought it was a good movie.
That was a fucking great movie.
And, oh, and The Postman. I thought
The Postman was a good movie.
Yeah,
huh?
I know.
The dude from Menace to Society was all up in there.
Yep, 100%. And Tom Petty played himself.
What?
Yeah. Have you not seen this?
No.
Tom Petty is like a guy, he like, after the apocalypse, he just blended into the, like, he's really Tom Petty, and Kevin Costner runs into him, and, like, you're Tom Petty?
Are they jammed?
He doesn't know he's Tom Petty.
No, he's like
the
mayor of
Bill Murray in Zombieland.
Right,
yeah
exactly.
Okay. Exactly like that.
He was like the mayor of their township that was created after this post-apocalyptic war.
I'm cool with that.
Anyway.
So, Robert, what has been going on ever since we did the video where I peed all over you?
Well, I've been getting recognition all over the world about it.
Mm-hmm.
No,
that was cum, actually.
Yeah, it was watery.
It was, well, yeah.
But it was...
No. People actually, funny enough, I have gotten a lot of recognition from that. And people are like, oh, my God, dude, Odor is pissed on you. That's so awesome. And I'm like, I know. It was like, it's like the greatest moment of my life, pretty much.
It's all downhill from here.
I mean, like, where else do I go from there, you know?
Well, I was just wondering where that was.
Where what was?
After that happened to you, what happened after that?
I mean, it was all downhill from there. I mean,
really?
He keeps chasing that dragon, getting other guys to come.
I was like, I keep asking people to come blood on me, and they look at me funny.
I'll tell you one thing. Like, after years of bullshit, one day I was sucking that glass dick, and like, it was a such a great hit. I was like, dude, that is the best hit of crack I've had in years.
Yeah.
So, I like that. You know, you can still, like, get there.
That's some good advice, I think. I just need to start sucking the glass dick.
That's true.
As opposed to
as opposed to the human dick.
Rob, you made that joke for me, didn't you?
It's like, the more you know.
My life has changed tonight. I'm a new person.
Do you want to talk about animal mutilation?
Please.
There have been, in the last, like, months, like, an unbelievable amount of animal mutilations.
Oh, yeah?
In America.
Specifically in Richmond, Virginia?
Around Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Oh,
Wisconsin with the cows.
What's going on?
Animals are getting mutilated. And we think it has something to do with something from outer space, but we're not sure.
Outer space?
I don't know.
But it was just swamp gas.
I thought it was just Glenn Beck. That's what I heard.
There's the chupacabra. There's the Loch Ness Monster. And there's Bigfoot. The abominable snowman.
And Gwar is not implicated in any.
Gwar is in no way responsible, right?
Why hasn't there been a big time monster since Bigfoot?
This is true.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, let's start one right now. Let's start it. Let's start it up.
Jeff.
Oh.
Too obscure.
People know who Jeff is. We mentioned him like twice.
No, I think that's a good name for a monster.
Oh, just generic.
Yeah, I wasn't implicating your Jeff. I just thought
Jeff the monster.
Yeah.
Jeff the blob.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Is a blob good? Or like what kind of monster?
I don't know.
What's a more modern monster then?
Dick Cheney.
A terrible monster.
When you were at the Fox News studios, did you run into any of those superstars of Fox News?
Yes, I did.
Any interesting stories?
I ran into Buchanan. What's his name?
Pat Buchanan?
Pat Buchanan.
Yes.
He was wiping his dick slit with a moistened hanky.
Oh.
I was like, can I help you with that? He's like, have you got a tongue like a weevil?
Just in the hallway he was doing that?
Mm. We danced. We sang. We blew the bagpipes like it was saguine. And yet, donuts were on the catering board.
Oh, well, that's good.
Well, he's a shit fuck. You know, and that didn't even happen.
You think you're lying to us?
Yeah, I've been there in the belly of the beast, in fucking Fox Studios Central, doing odorous with my dick hanging out. And as soon as I moved into the building, they just came at me with security and a huge black tarp.
Whoa.
They were like, get him from the waist down. I mean, it was like, you haven't seen it since Ed Sullivan, you know?
You're the new Elvis.
I thought quilting was dead.
Oh, brother.
Oh, but the Amish have their way, don't they? Rumspringa. Right?
It's when they go nuts.
They go nuts. They all snort meth.
Yeah. Let the kids out for 2 weeks to go
and
fuck.
Let me just,
to
get you know, noise. There's a thrill out there that I want to recommend to
I hope it's
young people. And this is something that you will enjoy. Benadryl.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Eat 24 Benadryl, wait an hour, and then masturbate. I swear it will feel like God fucked you.
I'm going to do that tonight.
All right, well. Sean,
can you drink on that or no?
Sean's pretending he just heard of that now.
Sean sticks the Benadryl up his butt. He plugs Benadryl.
Oh, yeah, I like him.
When the molten
Benadryl.
When the gross and disgusting salty sperm load is coming out, I call it the clamp down.
Hmm.
You know, it's like when you try to hold on to it because you're like, it feels so good.
Well, Sean felches his own Benadryl and then drinks it.
It's true. It's true. And I like reduce, reuse, and recycle, you know?
Indeed. Have a trail.
Just like Kevin Costner in Waterworld.
Hadn't that black dude.
Right.
Speaking of drugs, you guys recently played the Gathering of the Juggalos. What was like the craziest?
Oh, God, that was horrible.
What did you see? Tell us what it's like.
I think we should cover it next year.
Well, first of all...
You will cover it.
Yeah, we'll send you.
He'll fit right in.
Getting laid.
Before I give away any secrets about Gwar playing at the Gathering of the Juggalos, let me just say that they gave us $35,000.
All right.
Oh, nice. Wow.
They didn't, but let me just say that.
Let's just say it, all right? Damn
it. Okay. After hours of driving through tents and fields full of butts shitting, we came to the place where trouts were pulled from dick logs spinning. It was awful.
That rhymes.
He's
a true poet. He's a poet.
It was bad.
Yeah.
When we were there, apparently, I think Julio. No,
Julio.
Am I saying that right?
Maybe he meant Julio.
Coolio.
He was there with the Banana Republic and dancing about on his tap shoes. Anyway, someone hit him with a bucket of urine.
Yeah. Was it you?
Paula Abdul said, whoa. Her hand turned into a flare. It blew up into 8 frisbees.
Well, that's a compliment from
you. She's a whore. Anyway, it sucked. And we were there, and we got $83,000.
Right. We'll just say that.
Anyway, there was a great... This is a true story about... I made all that shit up. This is a true story. We couldn't find anything to eat when we got there, and there was like this weird shack where they made steak sandwiches, and next to it was where everyone shit. And there was this gigantic machine that like was pumping all the shit into this gigantic bladder. It was like 30 or 40 yards across. It was just like this huge thing, and the wind was coming across it, and everyone was standing in line waiting for their sandwiches, and the bladder wind was blowing
up.
Sandwiches.
Now, what kind of people watching? Did you see some really great-looking people?
Every single person that loves ICP is a millionaire. And that's what's so maddening about it.
That covers it. That's how fucked.
You fucking clowns.
But now they're Christian.
How dare you? Be smarter about money than we are.
It's because of Jesus, apparently. Yeah, they have Jesus on their side. That's why. Yeah. They're evangelicals.
Yeah. They came out this year.
MS-13.
All right, we have a caller.
Wait, really?
Yeah, Jim in San Diego. Jim, are you... Jim. Jimbo.
I can't put him on the air right now.
Jimbo is a goner. Screw Jimbo. Anyway, another person we're a big fan of here is Dave Mustaine.
Wait, now I can do it.
Well, we're moving on to Dave Mustaine right now. Do you have any fun Dave Mustaine stories to share with us? Because we love them. You can make one up. I mean, you've been doing that pretty much the whole show.
He is a troll. He has a bulbous lower lip. He is like Thorin Oakenshield. He is a troll. He is a dwarf. He is a kick-ass motherfucking metal dude. He is a statesman of metal. He is an orator. Dave Mustaine rules.
All right.
I agree.
I can't slapdash him with my fecal load because, quite simply, I was rocking on through the sword with the metal people of Australia. Coming across the hill, I beheld Megadeth. They rocked my shit unto the core. And his bald spot, nevermore. He still rocks, and the bass player named Dave.
Yeah, Dave Ellison.
So, to Gibson, he's the metal slave. They shred. And they were awesome. And they played the album that years before they had made.
Oh, Rust in Peace. Yes, of course.
And it sounded good. And we said on high, our metal fingers will never die.
Oh!
Little dancing, pimply swords, and giant hordes of...
3 out of 4.
All right, not bad.
Wow, this is pretty...
It was wicked.
Yeah.
It was wicked. I beheld Megadeth playing in Australia, and it was wicked. It
cool.
was awesome. It
yeah.
was totally
no, we
awesome.
Love Megadeth.
I'm also going to tell people another story. We were Gwar was playing in Australia, and Gorgor was backstage, like waiting to get on stage. And like it's like part of like this big. We have like a big metal gantry that's built, like, and he like kind of hangs off of it. And like the wind was blowing so hard, it picked Gorgor and the whole metal gantry up off the ground.
Oh, wow.
Flew it through the air and smashed it on the ground.
That's metal.
But then Dave Mustaine came out. And he split the sea. And blah, blah, blah.
I thought you were going to say it fell on Dave Mustaine.
And then Gorgor crushed David Mustaine.
That would have been a
good
That would
have fucked up.
Let me just put it this way. I wanted to make fun of Dave, and I wanted to, like, be a dick, but his metal band and collar was so thick.
You cannot.
I cannot. He ripped.
Cool.
Way harder than NOFX. I thought they were fat and indulgent and stupid as shit, and I couldn't help but think that, like, punk rock was crap. And metal had, like, held on and, like, really had something all these years. I came from punk, and I hate it now because it's, like, this horrible, like, grotesque, bleeding figure at the mall. I mean, I guess that's, like, Hot Topic, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, there's a lot of metal at Hot Topic, too.
Yeah, but, like, I still think metal is just, like, has a lot more credibility to it.
Okay. Fair enough.
I don't know why after all the other crap I've said tonight.
Now you were in a bunch of hardcore bands before Gwar, right?
Something yeah, like but that. never with like the stupid asshole like jock mentality that like ruined hardcore as far as I'm concerned. You know, like the whole like Minor Threat, like the straight edge thing was the first thing about it, and then it was just like this stupid thing after that. It's like, I don't know. Where are the hardcore bands now?
Right.
What's the hardcore band now that's happening right now?
There's no true hardcore. It's all just like evolved into like other business.
Like other cores.
Hate breed.
Yeah. Hate breed.
Yeah. That would be the first band people.
How long have they been around?
15 years. Yeah, 20.
There is no more hardcore. It's over. You know, it's like if you're going to go see Agnostic Front or an Exploited tour or Discharge or GBH, they're going to be dead soon. You know, that's not happening anymore. But what is happening is still, there's metal. It's still happening. There's still music that's coming out that's challenging and it's different. I think hardcore died a long time ago. I think metal goes on.
Oh, whoa.
Well, now, like pre-Gwar, you know, like with Death Piggy and whatnot, did you play with any of those early hardcore bands or like even early Gwar? Was that who you had to play with when you
played? Yeah, totally. I came up, I mean, that was like the biggest thing when we played with Suicidal Tendencies in 1983, you know, 1982, when we were like playing with Death Piggy and opening up for Suicidal, opening up for Flipper, opening up for the Meat Puppets.
Now, how were you received with those crowds though?
Kind of a mixed feel. You know, I think people got kind of dug that we were trying to do something different. It was different though. We would play in Richmond, and that was like Richmond was like really a special place. We would play with Minor Threat, we would play with the Big Boys, we play with the Exploited, we play with fucking GBH. I mean, that was just like, it was just such an amazing thing back then. And you know, I see the kids out with wearing their fucking Exploited t-shirts. I was just like, wow, we were there when those fucking microphones smashed into people's faces, when, you know, when the security was just like out of control and when teeth were in the gutter. And you know, we have this little time that we're alive, you know, and it was just like such a beautiful thing that happened, and it is happening, I guess, sort of. I think it kind of, that was like when it happened, like right there, like when we went into the 2000s, you know, right. When we went from the 19s to the 2000s, we were there, you know.
We saw the turn of the century, man.
Dude, I mean, we saw the atomic bomb. Our parents saw World War II, which was the most fucked up thing that ever happened to the human race, right? That we know of.
Mm-hmm. Well, being created, right? Or mm-hmm. mutating. That was pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I think every race that happens is like every consciousness that exists be the most important one ever.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, everyone thinks there's like an apocalypse coming in their lifetime. But right there, you know, I'm like, did we go to the moon?
Maybe. No. Sean doesn't believe we did.
I don't think so.
Sean doesn't think we did.
That's pretty intense.
I'm also a 9/11 denier.
Well, how do you deal with the fact, like, okay, I understand a lot of that stuff, but, like, what about the phone calls, like, when people were talking to their loved ones
mm-hmm.
before they died? How do you explain that?
Well, he doesn't think it even happened. He thinks the buildings are still there.
There's a cloaking device on them. And if you were to throw
like Romulan.
Exactly. Now you get it.
Wow, you've converted it.
He just denies that it even the buildings blew up at all.
Yeah. Like if you went to Ground Zero and you threw an empty pop can over the fence, it would just clink in space.
It'll come back to you.
The proof will be if they start building other buildings there and they can't. There's some delay.
It's the hologram.
Well, that's why they have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good point.
But I digress.
That's a reason for not building anything there.
Exactly.
So more than they've given us.
What is up with that? What is going to happen?
They got like 4 or 5 Freedom Towers or something like that?
No, there's going to be a Freedom Tower. It's going to be unveiled on 9/11.
Yeah, because they had to reconstruct a new giant penis.
They were just like, guys, it's going to be 10 years. We should like get on this.
It's kind of funny that it's shaped like a big giant middle finger with four little ones and a big giant.
Why not?
Whatever.
Why not? Whatever.
True. But so is that like
a... I have a question. Yeah, back to the hardcore stuff. Ian MacKay and Henry Rollins were known for being bullies. Were you ever bullied by them?
Yeah.
Oh, tell us about it.
Personally.
Or Jack.
Know those guys from when I was 14 years old. Mm-hmm. I'm 47.
Uh-huh. It's Henry Garfield.
Are they older than you? Are they like,
they're a couple years older than me.
Yeah. So like they were douchebags back then?
Completely. Completely.
Right.
I used to have a bag, a Washington Post bag. The
like a tote bag?
Yeah.